What do you think about riding a bicycle on Dorchester roads? Well, DTAG may have an answer for you. They held a great event on the great field at Boundbury and lots of cyclists turned up and they cycled around Dorchester safe and sound. I popped up there with my little recorder and I talked to a lot of people and we'll start off with the well-known Giles Watts.
Andy, we're running a community cycle ride from Poundbury to Dorchester and back again. The idea is that firstly it's a bit of fun for parents and kids, but it's a really good opportunity for people to experience cycling along the roads, which they probably wouldn't get an opportunity to do. So we've set this up to be absolutely as safe as possible. We've got marshals all surrounding the kids and we're taking a really slow, easy route into town. We're going to come up and down the high street. We have to get off the bikes and ring the bells and beep your hooters and then we'll come back to Poundbury and have a picnic. So it's really just a fun day out for everybody and we hope it goes well.
Well, with the sound of the ice creams, we're going to talk to the chair of DTAG.
Robin Potter, recently installed as chairman of the Dorchester Transport Action Group. Just here for today for the cycle ride. We had this last year and it was tremendously successful. About 80 or 90 people to turn up. Just to show how easy it is to cycle from Poundbury, Greatfield down to the centre of Dorchester and back again. So to prove why it's not so easy. Find the bits that are easy and find the bits that are not so easy. It's just to prove that things can be made better for cyclists and people that don't want to be in a car, don't need to be in a car. Just to show how good cycling is for you.
I've got Lynn here, who I think is going to take part.
We are today, yeah, looking forward to it. Yeah, on a really nice warm day. Yeah, we're all really interested in cycling. Our little boy's 5 years old. He attends Damer School. And we just love going cycling as a family. So it's so good. Good for the soul. We'd really like a really safe cycling route, actually, up to Damer School. We live in town centre. We just want to cycle up more to school if we can. But at the moment, there's just no really safe route.
It's in the middle of Poundbury, really, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. So once we're up at Poundbury, it's really good, really safe. But yeah, it's just coming from the main town centre that it's not so good, yeah, for us. Especially in the week, obviously in the weekdays as well, and that sort of rush hour with schools. So, but today it's been lovely, yeah, just cycling up from town, yeah, and coming up here. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
We have our mayor here, and so what do you think of the cycle ride?
Well, it's a nice opportunity for people to get together and cycle out and see the opportunities that cycles offer. We want to see more cycle use in Dorchester, people getting out of their cars, on their bikes, and using the streets and keeping the streets safe. The problem we have in Dorchester was designed for cars. In fact, probably pre-car, a lot of the houses were put up. So it's a challenge finding the space that you can have cycles safely through the streets. But we'll see what those people can come up with. And yes, there does need to be cycleways through all parts of Dorchester so you can reach whether it's Castle Park, Manor Park, safely on a bike. And when you get there, there's somewhere to leave your bike safely so it doesn't get nicked.
I'm David Leeper, one of the town councillors. And I live in Poundbury. I came to help with the cycle ride last year, which was an unmitigated success. I mean, there were a lot of people. I think it was 80 or 100 or so. It's a lot. But the weather's okay. I mean, it's hot, but the wind's a bit cooler. So the great field's looking lovely. It's getting a little bit yellow. It's been so dry. The grass is all going to seed rather than putting out leaf. But the trees look so good, don't they? There's conkers up on the tree beside us here. But the kids will be taking them soon. And Pips is down the way, they're doing well.
Has everybody signed in? Because it would be really helpful to know who you are, and it also means you're eligible for our insurance.
Hi, you've got an excellent bike there. Are you going to enjoy this ride, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. It'll be really fun.
Where are you going?
I'm not sure. I think we're going into Dorchester. I did it last year, and I think we're doing a loop round and ending right here again.
Do you think cycleways are the way to go?
Yeah, I think so. It'll be a really good boost for this community, I think. Yeah.
I'm listening to a lovely conversation and you're talking about the children.
Oh, just saying it's amazing to see all the children getting involved in things. So whether it's this cycle ride or whether it's the park run on a Sunday morning at 9 o'clock on the Great Field, it's great to see all the youngsters out running around or cycling around and getting fit and staying healthy.
I think also DTAG doing this is really good to promote the safety of children all around Dorchester. They've got so many problems. School children have terrible trouble getting to and from school, walking, very dangerous. So hopefully this will show everyone how it can be done safely.
And the wind has just died down as the cyclists come back, and we can just see them now. Here they are. First one coming back to base, followed by all the rest. Hopefully they all will arrive.
Well done, great effort, well done. Well done, brilliant, well done, great effort. Well done. Well done, everyone. Well done. Well done. You've lost one.
No, she's still with me.
Shame about the shirt.
Are you Arsenal fan?
No.
Oh, we're champions.
Liverpool.
Not too bad, yeah. I don't think she's Liverpool.
Cycling, football, how was
well
it?
Done,
how was the ride?
It was really good. Yeah. I really enjoyed it, yes. Everyone seemed to be quite supportive, the people that were leading the race, the ride. So, yeah, they made sure everyone's safe and, well done.
I've been pointed in your direction. How did you get on?
Well, it was nice. Very well, yeah. It was my first time riding on the road. So, yeah, it was an experience, but I felt supported because I was riding in a group.
What concerns were there?
There weren't any concerns. It's just I wasn't quite familiar riding alongside vehicles. So having to experience that in a group sort of gave me, helped my confidence, if you like, yeah.
So you're going to do it again on your own?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I will. With my family, yes.
Oh, even better with your family.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You'll go solo at some time.
At some point, yes. My intention is to be able to ride to work. So yeah, at some point I'll be able to do that.
Now to two people munching their gold coins, which they've received at the finish. What was it like?
Good fun. Everybody in town was very forgiving, but everybody on the bikes played by the rules and it was all very safe. So it was a good ride, very hot.
It was lovely. A slow, gentle, easy. Bit hot, as my friend said, but lovely, really nice time.
Giles, you have arrived back safe and sound.
Yes, I'm very pleased to arrive back safe and sound. We've had a lovely trip, actually, very nice, just the right number of people, and we've thoroughly enjoyed ourselves. We've met a bit of traffic, but all the car drivers have been really respectful to us, which is great, and nobody's got lost, and nobody's got injured, so I'm very happy, so thank you.
I've just been talking to a young lady who's never ridden on the road before and wants to, and this has given her every confidence, so it's achieved that for, you know, one person at least.
Yeah, I'm really delighted. Dilys Scotside, who runs courses for people who are nervous or starter cyclists, have brought some of the people from her class here who've never really ridden on the roads beforehand. And I spoke to the lady and she's been very pleased, so that's delighted. If we can introduce one new person to riding safely on the roads, then we've definitely done our job well. Andy, if I can just say one thing of slight more seriousness about road safety. We actually had a cyclist who lost his life on the roads in Dorchester last year at a junction very close to here. And there are a number of very dangerous junctions, and I had a look at the statistics and they are horrendous, and I think that those statistics are not well known and not well appreciated. Roads are dangerous, and the statistics speak for themselves. We aren't doing enough to make our roads safe enough for cyclists, pedestrians and for car drivers. So I think if there's any message from this is that we need to put more effort, all of us, you know, us the people, our councillors and our representatives, to try and make our roads safer than they are at the moment.
Mr. Mayor, your final thoughts?
It's been a lovely afternoon. They've had a super cycle ride. They've all arrived back safe and sound, intact, not lost anybody on the route somewhere. So well done to those who organised it, and thank you for those who all took part.